On Prayer 17, The Place Part 1, by Mazelle Davis Weeks. Galen Kent was walking down the street when he heard a payphone ringing. Everyone knows that a ringing telephone must be answered, so he answered it. To his astonishment, the operator said, "Long distance call for Galen Kent. Is he there?" Almost speechless, he took the call. The caller, a young lady about to commit suicide, had prayed for help and thought of Galen's ministry. Not knowing how to contact him, she continued to write her suicide note. When numbers came to her mind, she wrote them down. Wondering if God was miraculously giving her Galen's phone number, she dialed them. Astounded at having actually reached him, she asked, "Are you in your office in Nashville?" "My office is in Seattle, Washington," replied Galen. "Oh, well, where are you then?" she asked. "Don't you know? You called me," was his reply. "I don't know where I'm calling. I just told the operator the number on this paper." "Ma'am, I'm in a phone booth in Atlanta, Georgia." Recognizing this encounter could only have been arranged by God, Galen began to counsel her. The Holy Spirit's presence filled the phone booth, giving him wisdom beyond his ability, and she soon prayed to receive Christ, committing to live for him. This is one of the most remarkable stories I've ever heard about God's sovereign ability to lead us. Even when we are unaware that it is happening, He can have us at the right place at the right time, orchestrating events in a most supernatural and miraculous way. This also happened in the life of Jacob Uriel. The Genesis account of this uses the Hebrew word paga, which reveals deep truths about what we will call the place of intercession. Paga, from paga to impinge, by accident or violence, or by importunity, come betwixt, cause to entreat, fall upon, make intercession, intercessor, entreat, lay, light upon, be together, pray, reach, run. Another meaning for the Hebrew word for intercession, paga, is to land or light upon. Paga can also include the concept of landing or coming upon by chance. Thus it can mean to chance or happen upon. It is used this way in Jacob's encounter with God in Gen 28:10-19. "Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran." So he came to KJV says, "lighted upon a certain place and stayed there all night, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it under his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, 'I am the Lord God of Abraham your father and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants will be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoke to you.' Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, 'Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.' And he was afraid and said, 'How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is a gate of heaven.' So Jacob rose early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put under his head, and set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city had been Luz previously." This is one of the first times paga is used in the Bible. There are six at least enlightening features of the place of intercession can be seen in this story where Jacob met God, when he lighted upon Bethel. Even though Jacob wasn't actually in prayer when this happened, the fact that paga is used to describe Jacob happening upon this place where he had such a powerful meeting with God makes it a very symbolic picture of what happens at the place of intercession. First, notice that the place of intercession, the paga place, became the God place. Places of prayer become places where God dwells. Jacob declared it, "The Lord is in this place, as is none other than the house of God," and he called the name of that place Bethel. The name Bethel actually means the house of God. In intercession paga, a place is built for God to dwell, and God's dwelling places are awesome. A friend of ours is pastor of a church in Concord, Washington. He was preaching a powerful message in one of his services when a new Christian, a young man, became so overwhelmed with the revelation that he could no longer contain himself. Leaping to his feet, he exclaimed loudly, "Awesome, dude, awesome." My husband Richard said, "I've had some amens and a hallelujah or two in my messages, but I have never received an awesome, dude. I'm working on it, though." Jacob said, "How awesome is this place?" When God shows up, whether at a phone booth or at a rock to announce a man's destiny, It is awesome, and God always shows up at the place of prayer. Many of my most life-changing encounters with God have been during times of intercession. Some years ago, I was with a friend who had taken much LSD in her life. She began to get a flashback as she screamed and moaned in agony with terrible hallucinations. A great faith and righteous anger rose up in me, and I began to intercede. After a few moments, she stopped suddenly, and a great peace came over her. She described the hideous images that she had been experiencing, and how they disappeared after I had begun to pray. God immediately began to minister to me. His presence became awesome as He spoke to me about my future purposes. Those things He revealed to me that day have almost all come to pass. The rest are still in my future. This encounter took place not in a church service or in a period of quiet time with Him, but in a shorter session of intercession. When we move into the unselfish ministry of interceding for someone, God finds it irresistible and meets Paul with us. He always loves our company, but when we begin to represent His beloved Son, the heart of the Father is stirred beyond resisting. He simply will respond. Therefore, the ordinary place becomes an awesome place, the house of God. All that can be said about God can be said about His presence, and intercession takes us there. The second thing Jacob's story illustrates about the place of intercession is God's willingness to bring precision or accuracy to our prayers. Jacob happened upon Bethel, much like Gail and Ken happen upon the phone booth. He was not guided there by understanding, intelligence, or reasoning. He simply chanced upon Pogait at sunset and, needing a place to sleep, spent the night there. He was, however, without knowing it, being led by the Holy Spirit. Bethel was an important place in Israel. God intended Jacob's future to be shaped there. He was brought there by the sovereign direction of the Holy Ghost. A more literal rendering of V11 actually would be he came to the place, not just a place. Remember that this word for coming upon by chance, Paga, is also the word for intercession. What does this say to us about prayer? We often do not have the wisdom, understanding, or insight to know exactly how to pray. Like Jacob, it's almost as if we must chance upon the right prayer. In these incidents, we can be assured that the Holy Spirit will help us to hit the mark. A few years ago in an Old Testament class, when the word Paga was being discussed, an Israeli student raised his hand and shared that while target practicing in Israel, he discovered that word for bullseye is Paga. Imagine that. The very word for intercession actually means bullseye. God will do for us as He did for Jacob. When we don't know how to pray as we should, Rom 8:26, He will help us find the mark, the place, just as He helped Jacob. I am remembering the story of Stephanie, not her real name, who was very ill with many health problems, stomach pains, headaches, back pain, and more. Doctors could not solve her problems, and a lot of prayer had been prayed for her healing, also with no results. One day the Holy Ghost quietly spoke to an intercessor who was praying for her. The problem is not physical, it is spiritual. Stephanie has bitterness and unforgiveness toward the person who wronged her. Challenge her to forgive and release that person. Stephanie was finally able to forgive that person who had hurt her. The results were amazing. A process of healing began that did not stop until she was completely well. Paga, bullseye, Holy Spirit accuracy. The intercessor had chanced upon the problem. What she couldn't know, the Holy Ghost knew, and caused her to light upon Paga, the right place. That is effective, Spirit-led intercession. Jesus told us to pray, "For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever." The word power in this phrase also means ability. He was reminding us that we don't have the ability to accomplish what is needed in our own strength and understanding. Only the Father does. We must lean on Him for our ability to hit the mark.